And now, entering the ring, Jason Hughes, Dustin Dougie Campbell, and Jason Papa White, the Triple Threat, here on the Strong Booking Podcast.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Strong Booking. I just want to go ahead and thank one of our sponsors, McGuire Insurance Agency. You can give them a call at 606-886-0008. And today's podcast, we're just going to discuss a little bit of MLW, a little bit of AEW, and WWE, of course. And we're going to discuss a little bit of the coronavirus and how it's affecting WWE, or it's affecting all wrestling.
How you brought it up.
Well, we have to talk about it because, I mean, it's a big deal. Sports World's already canceled out, and, you know, I think wrestling's next. So we'll talk about that. And I got some good stuff to discuss in Pillar to Post, and I'm going to give it over to Jason while I get set up and let him talk for a minute.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in this week. Kind of been a long week without the sports world going on right now, but you know, as far as wrestling goes, there was episodes this week. Nothing was shut down due to it right now, but there are talks of a lot of things happening right now as the coronavirus is spreading and everything, and we're hoping it doesn't affect anything. But you know, we're here and we're going to talk about wrestling if anybody wants to tune in this week and talk about it. But other than that, I'm going to turn it back over to Dougie, and we're going to get this show going.
I'm getting set up here, guys. Just one second. All right. Well, first, I just want to talk a little bit about MLW. You know, I watched it yesterday, or last night, and it was a pretty good show. You know, biggest point I took from it was the Injustice Group. You know, I really enjoy those guys. What do you think?
Yeah, I do, too. Same thing. I like them.
Yeah. I mean, they're almost like
– believable.
They are believable for sure, but it's almost like they're so weird that they're fun.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, white guy's good.
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but
he's just a white guy.
Yeah, we just call him the white guy.
Yeah, the token white guy of the group.
But he's good. Though. He's so weird that he's good.
Right.
Did you watch it last night?
No, I didn't get a chance to tune in. I know Killer Cross was on there. I guess his one and only appearance on the MLW.
It was kind of weird because they even said he signed a multiple-year contract and – or not multiple year, but they signed a deal, you know, and stuff, and made it act like he was going to be in the MLW, and then
I don't know.
But that's another thing. So MLW is pre-recorded.
Oh yeah.
I wonder if it's weeks. Is it still weeks, or is they?
I noticed
record it each week.
When Injustice came out, they had a Kobe thing on. Did you notice that on their mouth there?
Oh, okay. I knew they had tape on there, but
on the
tape it
said Kobe something, so I assume.
So maybe it is.
This was
back in January.
Back when, yeah.
Yep. So it probably is recorded that far in advance, you know. I would imagine, because then, you know, it happened with MJF, too. He was on there for longer than.
Yeah, they had an audience, so I assume it was pre-corona.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Pre-corona. But then, you know, AEW, they had a show this week. They still went on in front of a crowd. And it was a pretty good show from what I've seen. I mean, you messaged me that night, and the next day you were talking, and you said it, you know, it was just another show.
What's that?
AEW. Was it you that was? Teddy, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Teddy was the one that texted me and said that.
I didn't get off work in time.
It was just, you know, because I asked him, I was like, how was AEW? And he was like, yeah, it was just another show. But I watched it, and, you know, it was
Jason
pretty good.
I enjoyed it. It was one of my favorite ones I'd seen so far, just because it just had that good feel to it. You know, got factions coming up. You know, you had Death Triangle show up. Yeah. I'm a faction guy, you know, but
you're just AEW homer.
I'm an AEW homer.
If you notice, he's like, oh, that was my favorite episode.
Yeah, it was so
every
good.
Week.
I said it was one of my favorite ones. But it was just, it gave the people that aren't on there every week, like mainstream guys, got more attention, it seemed like, this week. You had.
It did feel that way.
You had that going on. Like, you didn't have the whole, you know, Cody had his match, and, but you had. You know, Dustin Rhodes coming out, he was Hangman's mystery partner.
Yeah.
You know, you had that going on. And, I mean,
Jake debuted his.
Yeah, Jake debuted Lance Archer. Yeah.
That was a great debut too. I mean, we did talk about that.
Yeah, I liked the way that. And simple.
It was simple. We came out with him. They made good points, JR did, about how Lance had the same skill type as Jake did back in the day, a bigger guy with a variety of moveset, going on. Yeah, psychology for the game. You got all that going on for you right now. Inner Circle's still proven to be the group right now.
Yeah.
They took out Nick Jackson? Yeah, they took out Nick Jackson in the backstage. Yeah, gave you that feel. And then later on, at the end of the show, you had – you know, they came out and they beat up everybody, and then Omega and Matt and all those guys came out. And then the Hangman kind of act like he was their friend at the time. And then, you know, when it was all over, you know, Matt and Hangman kind of got into it at the end, and then Jericho took them out with the chair shots, you know, and they ended the show with them.
I think that's some good, like, just storytelling there, because they're showing that, you know, the Inner Circle, they're all in it together. But there's some, you know, broken pieces with the Elite right now, with Hangman.
Yeah.
So that's some good storytelling leading up to their, what we call War Games match. But the thing is, are we still getting a War Games match?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I saw it today. They're going on as planned with Blood and Guts. Yeah. I think their next 2 weeks are going to be in Jacksonville.
Yeah. So is Blood and Guts going to be in Jacksonville now?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Who knows? I don't even know if we're going to get a Monday.
Yeah,
don't even know what's going to happen nowadays.
From everything I read today, you know, next week, you know, they moved it to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And as far as I can tell, they're selling tickets for that. They're going to have fans there. It's not going to be an empty audience.
Well, that'd just be a weird match to have.
Next week's not Blood and Guts. It's get the Exalted one next
week.
Even if they sell
that, the chances are they're going to shut it down. I mean,
so
that's what I'm saying.
Unless it tampers off.
The way everything's wrapped,
they're not
going
to let
you
group up in like that. They're not going to let groups form like that. It's not safe. I mean,
nobody's doing it right now. No,
I don't believe they should. That's just my personal opinion.
Even the UFC yesterday, there wasn't a person in the crowd for all those fights. Yep. It was weird. I watched a few of them while I was here. It was just weird.
I don't know.
And then, of course, you had SmackDown Friday night. It was live with no crowd.
Yeah.
And the only thing made it interesting was Triple H at commentary.
John Cena and Bray Wyatt.
I was going to get to that.
So good.
Man, Bray Wyatt, that was
so good.
He was so good.
John Cena was good too. I mean,
I went and rewatched it last night though. Just
the match was. I mean,
when Bray came out there, he was great.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed that. But back to AEW, next week we're supposed to get the Exalted one. And I just don't see how you could do that with if they end up having to do a no crowd, because that's just going to ruin everything.
Everything's new.
It is new. Everything's new. I can almost see them. I'd much rather them just
postpone it.
Postpone the show.
This could be a good time just to step back and punt, reset everything and go from there.
But, if that was to happen right now, they're carrying on like they're going to have fans. Does it set them back a little bit when they don't have them? Because they're still new and they're winning the Wednesday night wars, as you can say.
You've seen how watered down.
Everybody knows what's going on, so I don't think it affects anything.
Yeah. No, you're not going to lose fans over it.
There's nothing.
I was talking to you about it, though. Like, Tony Khan had told all of his talent if – they felt like they didn't want to come, like they felt like it was a necessity for them not to be there. They didn't have to, and they wouldn't be penalized for it.
Yeah.
But as far as I can tell, everybody's going to be there, even though Hangman, he released his own, State of the Union type of thing, saying that he wouldn't be drinking beer from any of the fans and all that stuff. He's going to bring his own beverages in, But
yeah.
I mean, what you going to do when Corona runs wild on you?
That's basically what's happening at this.
You just can't do nothing.
Time and point.
Lock the doors.
Like you said, you can't do. Well, we've seen how watered down SmackDown was. It was just super watered down. It was weird. I mean, even though it was entertaining at the same time, it was really strange. So,
strange,
I think both companies, any company, it's strange times.
Strange
for sure.
times.
I think any, company. It'd be in their best interest just, like you said, drop back and punt and call her for a month or something.
What's great, NWA is just the only one set up to survive.
Yeah. because
they're in a little small room.
There's only about 15 people
can
in there.
They just
anyways.
Keep going, you know, yeah. like it doesn't mean nothing's going on.
Sean Burke had asked, "Do you think coronavirus can be Bruno's title reign?"
I don't know.
I think it's
it's strange world.
Social distancing, boys.
Corona.
She trying to educate us.
I don't know.
Taylor posted on here social distancing.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that, but I'm for it, whatever it is.
Well, I feel like that's
we should
we're
distance
getting.
Ourselves from society. I mean,
well, yeah, of course you're fine with that. I mean, you probably go here and do that.
I mean, I don't. You know, if somebody looks kind of coronium, it's going to get away. I mean, that's just me. I'm
what
sorry.
Does a coronium look like, though?
Oh, they look sickly.
He said at least beat Goldberg streak. It's definitely going to probably be his streak. You know, the best thing about Goldberg streak was it went from, like, he had 20 wins to the next week it was like
300.
He's got 300 consecutive wins.
Yeah, destroying people.
Yeah. But, you know, we had Raw this week, too, which is – I can't even watch it.
I don't watch it.
What was it?
I'm
going
to be honest,
Raw.
I don't.
It was just, man.
Yeah, I watched the last hour or so of it, and I just was not impressed.
The only thing the Edge thing was pretty good, but
– Oh, give them time. They'll run that into the ground.
Yeah,
give it time.
We'll break that.
In that regard, though, I mean, if Mania gets canceled, that – how do you carry that storyline out?
From, bro?
Clear my throat, man.
Oh.
I remember last night he was like, now producer Kevin just does everything locally, right? He doesn't go to Lexington or anything, does he?
You gotta take precautions in times
well,
like
you're
that.
The old man of the group, so you're
I
the
I mean you can
you
make
know,
fun of me if you want to.
I'm not making fun of you, bro, I understand.
You know.
Shauna. Yeah, Sean, like I said, he went from 34-0 to 81-0 in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He was wrestling four
it was
matches
a lot of house
a day.
It was quite impressive.
It was quite impressive. Wrestling
it was
five or six
run.
Matches a day.
Yeah, quite impressive.
Sean said it sounded like a suspicious cough.
What do you think about WrestleMania? They're going to cancel that? We're going to get a Saudi Arabia Mania?
Man. Or
like,
that, yeah.
Like producer Kevin said, the greatest WrestleMania.
The greatest yep. WrestleMania.
Saudi
well,
Mania.
If people haven't heard, you know, there was rumors that Saudi had offered, like, what, $75 billion?
Yeah.
Or million?
Million.
Was it million?
God.
$75 billion. I took that.
75 zillion.
But they'd offer $75 million for WWE
oil in the world
to do WrestleMania over there. Well, Tampa has put it in WWE's court, you know, the ball's in their court.
Yeah,
I believe that when they'll give them time to make the right decision,
yeah,
you pull it.
They're already getting hosty, you know. I've seen some comments saying, you know, they're hoping WWE does the right thing, but
I did read that today. I was reading an article on it and said Tampa, I mean, me and you talked about it, Jason, they're going to probably pull the plug. I'd say this, if it's not this week, it will be next week. The plug
unless
is
something
pulled,
dramatic happens. I mean.
Yeah, it's they gave it in the hands of Vince to cancel it, and he's not going to. I mean, that's obvious to see. He's not going to cancel it. So
if Tam, he said they'll have to lock Vince in a broom closet to make him cancel it. You're right, Sean.
He won't even do it then. I mean,
well, the thing is, you know, if Tampa does cancel it, well, Vince, you think he'll move it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if that money is actually
– I don't see anybody in the United States.
Well, that's
so it's going to go to Saudi.
But if that money is on the table from Saudi, he'll take it and go with it.
See,
I mean, whether the wrestlers want to go or not, he'll put a car together over there for $75 million.
Well, I've heard people say, oh, there's a travel ban and whatnot. Well, that's on non-Americans. I mean, to my knowledge, Americans can still travel, so
– yeah.
He can technically, you know, move it anywhere he wants. He can put it on a big boat and do it in the middle of the ocean. I don't know.
That would be cool.
Can't
I don't
copy
know.
Jericho and do a cruise.
Oh, yeah,
you know.
I don't know.
Well, Justin Maynard asked us about the Undertaker and AJ Styles match. He says he don't see it being a good match. I see it being a great match myself just because, well, Taker actually looks in really good shape. We were just talking about it the other day. You know, he's bulked up a little bit. He almost looks like ministry taker there for a second. He's looking pretty big. And you can put anybody with AJ, and he's going to rock the show.
It's a perception match.
Yeah.
I mean, what's good to me might not be good to him. I mean, it could be
different.
Oh,
that's with everything match, though. I mean,
yeah. I expect it to be good, but I expect it to be good for what it is.
Yeah, it's going to be good for what it is, exactly.
That's what Mania's came to, I think, in the last few years. It's an attraction match. Yeah, like we were saying, like you just put two names together, see which ones are going to sell the most tickets. You know, you're going to have Orton, Edge, AJ,
yeah.
Undertaker. I mean,
John Cena, Bray.
I mean,
I think it's a good card.
Goldberg, Reigns.
I have no problem with this card. I think it's a better card than what I was thinking in January.
The names are there, for sure. You got the names. The only thing that bothers me. It's probably that, like, a lot of those matches are going to be, like, 10-minute matches.
How do you know?
Well, you're right. I don't know. So, I could be wrong.
I don't know.
But it's not, I don't see Goldberg and Reigns going for more than 15 minutes. But I could be wrong. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, I won't give you that one.
And I know Taker,
that one's, I don't see that one going long either.
I don't see Taker and AJ going. Well, I don't know.
Oh, it could go.
Yeah, that could go 30.
It could go 30. Taker, yeah, you know, he's
old school.
Yeah.
You know, he might put on a 5-minute headlock. You don't know.
Yeah. So,
in my opinion, they need to balance it between rest holds and let, you know, AJ's going for his high flying stuff. Undertaker's trying to keep him on the ground, back and forth.
It could be good. It could be a slow, it could still be a slow down match and go 30 minutes.
Yeah. It could be in between, too,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you're right. Taker could have good cardio. He's always had pretty decent cardio.
He don't have to do much.
Nah. So,
you know, he don't really have, you know. Undertaker never was the moonsault guy anyways. I mean, you know.
No. Bray and Cena, that could go 20, 30 minutes, really.
Oh, yeah. Both of those guys can put on good matches.
Those guys can go. So.
I think John's a better wrestler than Bray as far as wrestling goes, in my opinion.
Now he is, yeah.
You know,
but
John's,
we were just talking about that. You were saying it'd be a squash match. You thought that
what?
Bray and John would be, you know.
I did.
Get Bray is one up on Cena, you know, Cena beat him. Now Bray's acting like all this, you know,
you can
saying
make
that
Bray come off looking super strong and, you know,
that,
do away with that Saudi thing.
Do away with that Saudi thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was a joke. Because now they're, like, playing that off.
I mean, let me ask you a question.
Like, it didn't even happen.
When you watched that Friday and he come out there and he's like, you know, it's going to be a slaughter.
Yeah.
Did you think about the Saudi deal?
I thought about it last night when I watched it again.
Too.
I was like,
when he said that, I was thinking, you know,
because he said something else too. He's like,
he was sounding, you know, I don't know. It just sounded too tough.
He said, "John, you buried me, but the Fiend brought me back to life." And
he was like, "What, you know?"
It seemed believable because
that was believable.
It,
you know,
it didn't seem believable to me because
didn't it?
Well, because he got squashed by Goldberg. So.
Well, it's just like watching two guys get in a fight, then the loser gets up and starts a fight with somebody else, and, you know.
Yeah.
You've done seen him get whooped real bad, real fast.
By somebody that's not even as... He got whooped by somebody that...
That you didn't think it should have happened.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
But in the end, I think it was better for Mania. I mean, I like the matches better.
Yeah, that's going to be a good match for sure. I don't know.
I don't know. John versus Bray with the title would have been good, too.
Yeah, because, I mean, you put in the factor of John getting that.
Yeah.
Or is he
17?
Is he going to do it to him again? Is he going to get 17?
Yep.
I mean, so, it is what it is. You got to just take it for what it is. We live in a world of corona.
Live in a world of corona. Well, that's another thing, though. I mean, I just don't know if they do cancel Mania and postpone it, what do they do from there? I mean, what do all these companies do from there?
I know, like we were talking about, you know, Raw's going to be empty arena tomorrow.
I see that.
And then it's just like, well, there was talks of Mania being empty, but I don't see that ever happening.
No, God, no.
I mean, it's just...
I would rather for them to cancel it and have it empty.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
That's the spectacle.
I'd rather cancel everything besides having an empty arena. It just takes the feel out of it for me. A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's
That's with these sports, though, really.
Yeah,
you know?
It's
like having a basketball game, watching a basketball game with the empty arenas. All you hear is dribbling and sneakers.
Yeah, we're at a weird time right now as far as any sports.
The whole world is.
Or sports entertainment goes. I mean, you don't know what's happening from one day to the next.
You know, it's almost kind of like clouded me this whole week, too, because that's what, like, all my attention's been focused on is.
What?
Worrying about this, yeah.
Everybody, what? I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
I
mean, everybody.
I don't know.
It affects us. I mean, as far as this podcast goes, I mean, if there's no wrestling going on, what, I mean.
Yeah, what do we talk about?
What are we going to talk about week to week?
Yeah. I had a headache today. I've had a headache today, and I was about to, you know, I didn't even want to go, you know, walk up and visit people like my dad and stuff, because I don't know. I don't want to get nobody sick. You just don't know.
And, you know, we
it's
all
a scary
work in,
time.
We all work in the restaurant industry. Yeah.
You know, if you're around older people, you know, you don't. It's, or if you have respiratory problems, you know, I have asthma myself, so you just don't know.
That's the biggest thing, you know, like people were talking. You know, some people are like trying to play it off a little bit, saying it's not a big deal.
Well, that's fine.
But that's fine. You know, they can say what they want. But, yeah, if I got it, I wouldn't be, like, too concerned about myself, you know, dying, as they say, because, you know, I'm pretty healthy. You know, I'm young and healthy. But what if I had it for 2 weeks?
Keep on flexing, bro.
Well, that's what
keep
I'm getting
on
to.
Bragging, our young.
What
healthy?
If I had it for four
I'm
or five days? Didn't know it. I'm around you. You know, you're older dude. I'm around my stepdad and mom. Yeah. They're older people.
Yeah.
You know, Jason, you know, I'm around him. I give it to him, you know, and his dad gets it.
I've talked to older people, and I've said, do you ever remember, you know, this happening? Nobody's ever seen this. They closed down Disney World.
Yeah. They closed down Disney World.
I mean, they've closed Disney World. There's no sports.
Where?
Anytime people are willing to lose millions of dollars, there's something bad wrong.
Yes. That's what we were talking about this week. You know, it's...
Yeah.
It's more serious than what people think. You know, billionaires aren't just going to lose millions of dollars.
Nope.
I promise you.
No.
Nope.
It's still, I mean, I guess we got to take it, what is it, week by week now, I guess, what we're doing, or day by day, I guess. This is happening, the next day it's not. Like, first it was Mania was happening, now it's, you know, Tampa was, like, putting it in the hands of Vince. Well, yeah. Vince ain't going to cancel it, so now they're saying, we're going to pull the plug on it.
It's
going to
be canceled. Like, we can talk about all the matches and stuff, but I don't even think, unless they go to Saudi and have it. You know, we're not going to have
but
it.
But they got it.
I don't know. I really don't, because you're dealing with, I don't know. I just don't see Vince McMahon being the type of person that, you know, I hate to say it. I just
awful.
Don't think he, you know, type
he's
of person
stubborn.
That cares.
He's stubborn when it comes to
the, you know, the way, you know, I don't know him,
but what
you
do
get the vibe that he's like, hey, I'm just
what's he
going
to do when Tampa, like, refuses to have it?
That's,
yeah, you know, I don't know. I just don't
and,
know.
And, you know, I know, like, if Tampa ain't going to do it, then none of these others.
No.
States or
no.
You know,
it's kind of it's at that point now where it's too late to do it in the U.S. If it gets pulled they're going to have to move it to Saudi because they know they can sell out over there because those, you know, they don't get to see it. But what the two shows a year they have over there,
and they don't care.
You know, they're going
to know they might be forced to come. I don't know.
Who knows?
So, I don't know what goes on over there.
Me neither. I just know it wouldn't be like you even said. You know, what if some of the wrestlers might not even want to travel over there, so that could switch up everything.
And
so, can you even?
Well, like John Cena, he don't want to go.
I mean, no, from any of the shows they've had over there,
he wouldn't do it.
They've gave
Daniel Bryan won't.
Daniel
go over
Bryan
there.
Won't go.
John Cena don't have to do it now. I mean, he's a movie guy now. He's making. He don't have to rely on WWE.
If it gets moved out of the country, the Bray Wyatt and John Cena match, I'd say is over.
Yeah. I don't. Well, I see a lot of guys, you know, not wanting to go. Not just because it's over in Saudi, but the fact that you got the coronavirus.
Well, you know, Brock don't care.
Well,
no,
yeah,
he gets anytime he goes to Saudi, he gets $2.5 million for 2 minutes.
Roman Reigns should be somebody that's kind of, you know, weary about it because, you know, he's had leukemia a few times. So
I don't know.
That's somebody that could be in, you know, some kind of health risk.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless, well.
We live in a world full of questions now.
Yeah.
It's like Roddy Piper said, just when you think you know the answer, they change the question.
Oh, yeah, Justin, I definitely think you'll see more, like, according to how long they go on, you know, over the years, yeah, you'll see more WWE legends going to AEW or, you know, showing up and making appearances in AEW like Jake the Snake is, which I think it's great for Jake the Snake. it makes me, it tickles me
he
to need, death.
Yeah, he needed that.
That he's getting, like, it's almost like a redemption.
It is.
Or like redeeming himself for, you know, the past 15 years, 20 years that he's struggled. 30. Or longer, yeah, yeah. 30.
He's so. Had a, if you've ever watched the Pick Your Own Poison DVD by Jake, he's just had a rough life.
Yeah,
from a child on up, he had a rough life.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, and this is
great, great story.
And they're using him in like the best way possible. I mean, he don't have to wrestle.
No.
He's jumped into a manager type, and he's great on the mic. So he's
got such a good mind for the business.
Yeah, and he's
I'm hoping
great
they're
mind.
Using him, you know, for other stuff. I mean, he can be a great writer.
Yeah.
You know, he wrote for WWE, and that's one of the reasons why he left, you know, back in the 90s, because, you know, he was supposed to have been promised, you know, a position on the writers there.
Yeah.
And when Pat Patterson left due to the scandal, Vince wouldn't give him a job, and that's when he went to WCW. So he's been writing for a while.
Then he got screwed over there, too.
Yeah,
sure did.
Because
he was supposed to be like a big million.
$2 million.
$2 million deal.
And he had
a 90-day no wrestling clause, and it was like on the next to last day.
87th day or something, 80 something like that.
Somebody else took over the WCW.
Was it Hurd?
I don't know. But
I think it was Hurd that took over then.
And they didn't like Jake, so they ripped up the contract, and I think he got like
$250,000.
Yep, $250,000.
And that's when he checked himself in a rehab and wrote it out.
Yep. Oh, yeah. He went for
yeah, old Jake.
Yeah, but I'm glad that he's in there and he's redeemed himself.
Yeah, good story.
And I think you'll see more, you'll see more WWE legends. Maybe not like, you're not going to see somebody like
Cena.
Cena, yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're not going to see somebody like him go to AEW just because.
Not going to see a Cena or a Randy Orton, believe.
Nobody like that. But you'll see these guys that, have kind of been shunned out of WWE.
People that's already jumped before.
Yeah.
You know, all them guys that are in AEW now have jumped ship before.
Heck, I can see Mick Foley doing something for AEW.
Yeah.
He'll do anything. He was in TNA for a split moment. So.
There's some people I hope you don't see, yo.
Oh, yeah.
I hope, some people,
Some people don't make any sense.
Hulk Hogan's and the Ric Flyers, and they just need to.
Another reason.
Know where they're at, bro.
Yeah, as far as Ric Flair goes, I mean, he went to TNA. He's jumped ship numerous times because he needed the money.
But he shouldn't now.
I think he's all right now. But, like, at that time, he was still living that high lifestyle,
If he ain't all right now, he's had enough time to be all right.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can still see, it's a possibility if they were to do this whole reformation thing we've talked about a couple times about bringing back a newer style Four Horsemen. What if Ric Flair was to make an appearance in AEW, at the time? That could happen.
But
I mean, you never say never, but do you really need the originals to reform it?
You need already. You got Arn and Tully.
You don't even need them. I mean, if you want to start a faction of four, start it. Yeah. The Evolution did it. I mean, they did have Flyer, but they didn't need him.
No.
That would have went without him.
It just made it better.
That just it made the name stick,
But we're on the Jake thing. Another reason he's probably in AEW too. Getting such a good, push and rub is probably because DDP. DDP Yoga.
Oh yeah.
He's big.
And Jake deserves it.
Jake was a big role model to DDP.
DDP saved his life, didn't he?
Yeah, and then DDP saved his life. So, and then, DDP. Yeah,
if you haven't watched that, that's something you need to watch. That Resurrection of Jake the Snake.
It's good.
Yeah, Teddy said we possibly could see Sting make appearance one day in AEW. Maybe, but I don't know. He don't need to.
No, he don't need
to. That's another one of those guys that just needs to.
It's all right.
Yeah. But Justin, Billy Gunn is in AEW. He's in backstage doing something. I don't know what he does.
His son signed there. Austin Gunn.
Yeah.
They're a tag team, I guess.
Yeah.
Do dark matches for, on the.
Just letting him get his feet wet. Letting him learn.
As far as my wife said, I don't see Seth Rollins ever going to AEW.
No.
He's a. WWE Hummer now.
Yeah.
He would be crazy to do such a thing.
Yeah, they're always pushing him. It don't matter if you like him or not right now, if he's hot or not, WWE's putting him at the top.
That's Triple H's go.
Yeah, it's
I do not. This Monday Night Messiah, like I watched it Monday. I just don't like it.
No, it's it didn't work out.
Murphy, I like Murphy.
Yeah, I like Murphy.
Murphy's I think it started good. Out all right. I did like the Monday Night Messiah when it first started, but now it's just
it's overloaded now.
Yeah, I don't know. Just it rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, every episode of Raw has to end with a brawl. There always has to be a brawl between Seth and his bunch and I don't know what to call them. It's not the War Raiders, the Viking Experience, the Viking Raiders.
The Viking Raiders now.
And they had such a good name. The War Raiders was a great name.
He lost one of his followers, I guess. One of the AOP tore their biceps on Monday, so they're out. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Now he's down. I don't know which one it was, but I seen that pop up earlier.
Razor.
Okay. Yeah, I knew one of them tore their biceps, so, I mean, now he's down to – So who does he get to follow him now? I mean, they're acting like the referees are following him. I know a few weeks ago he had one turn on him. So,
well, you know, like you said, Buddy Murphy. I love Buddy Murphy.
He's good.
I think he's a great wrestler.
Mm-hmm. He's got the Elimination Chamber. That was last Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah. I didn't watch much of it. I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't much interested in it. I did watch the tag match was on end up being on SmackDown again, so I watched it on there. And then I seen the clips from the woman's match.
Yeah, Baszler went. She ran the gamut in that. That was nice. I liked it.
Yeah.
They made her look dominant.
Oh, she looked good.
Then Daniel Bryan, his match against the
Drew Gulak.
Yeah. Which looks like they're getting ready to put them in a tag team together.
It was either a tag team, and then I think Daniel Bryan said that he would let Drew Gulak be his manager, I guess, kind of like trainer. Trainer, you know, I mean, like, so.
That's why I think it's getting ready to go into a.
Which, you know, Gulak's bigger than Daniel Bryan when you look at him.
Not much bigger.
Yeah, I know, but they had Gulak on 205 for all those shit, and he had Daniel Bryan at the.
I'll never understand why they dropped the Daniel Bryan gimmick. The eco-friendly Daniel Bryan.
Man, that was beautiful.
That was a great gimmick. It had everything. Mm-hmm. And then it just, boom, it's gone. I don't know. After Kofi beat him, that was the end of it, wasn't it?
I think for some reason.
That was one of my favorite gimmicks of that whole year was the Daniel Bryan.
Then the botched haircut and turned him back to American Dragon.
The Fiend done it, didn't he?
They stopped the eco-friendly one, like you said, right after
Kofi, he lost to Kofi.
I think another – it seemed like I read this around that time, though. They needed to get another face on SmackDown or something.
They made a bad decision if that's the case.
Yeah.
You could have just made you another face.
Yeah, because he was...
He was on fire.
He was on fire with that gimmick. I enjoyed that Daniel Bryan gimmick. It was fun.
The crowd was into it. I mean, I liked it.
This new Daniel, now I think he's just bland again.
He's just Daniel Bryan again.
Yeah, he's just Daniel Bryan again.
Daniel Bryan.
Yes, man.
Yep, I can wrestle real good Daniel Bryan.
That's about it. The eco-friendly one. Gimmick though, it was good. That belt. I love that belt.
The hemp belt. It was one of my favorite belts they've had in a long time.
Yeah, that was a cool belt. Yep. The way he done it with all the earthy stuff.
Yep.
Teddy wants us to talk about how they're burying Ricochet. I mean, I stand corrected when I said that the Brock thing wouldn't hurt him because in the next night they came out and.
It wasn't the Brock thing. It was everything after the Brock thing that hurt him.
Yeah, but when I was saying the Brock thing wouldn't hurt him after the Brock thing, well, then it was the next night on Monday Night Raw, he gets buried by the whoever that guy is with the
24/7
belt.
I can't think of what his name is. Riddick Moss.
Riddick Moss.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just another wasted talent.
I know Heyman, I think he's real big on that Riddick Moss.
Yeah. But
still.
Ricochet don't fit the mold still. In Vince's eyes, you still got to be a certain build to be.
I think he just ain't popping with the crowd.
People don't exist like that anymore. Though.
No. It's just.
Vince is still living in the steroid-fueled age.
Yeah, it's just.
People don't look like that no more.
Ricochet is a one-of-a-kind talent. I mean, the dude can do When he was in NXT, he's begging to go back to NXT. I seen that. He came out in an interview saying he's begging to go back.
Who's this?
Ricochet. Begging to go back to NXT.
Yeah. He should be begging to get out of his contract.
Yeah, he should be begging to get to.
I mean,
yeah, they ain't going to let him out, though, because they know he'll go make money somewhere else. But yeah, he's begging to go back to NXT because where Triple H used him the right way there. Him and Velveteen had some – they had a good feud.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was
– Ricochet can wrestle.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing, like, I will knock on him, I know he doesn't have, like, the best mic skills in the world.
Yeah.
So it kind of – I think and that hurts kind him of, a little bit.
Yeah, that's really important.
It's really important. And I'm not saying he can't talk on the mic, but he's got a weird voice. Somebody else was – I seen an article on it online. You know, he's got like a – it's just a – it's almost like a girly voice almost. He just don't really come off.
So don't suit him.
Yeah, don't suit him. So I think –
wrong voice for the body.
Yeah, I think that hurts him a little bit, but
yeah.
I don't know.
It's untelling.
I don't really like – on Ricochet, I really, you know, I wish they'd do him as like Prince Puma or something. Just give him the Prince Puma gimmick back. Because, you know, we talked about, I think, didn't they get the Lucha Underground stuff? Or no, they said they could. Remember when they said Vince had a big announcement?
Then that's what that guy said, nothing happened?
Yeah. Nothing ended up happening.
No.
I just don't know if you want to remarket him in a mask. They tried that once and it didn't. You know, with the Sin Cara situation, I don't think you could.
There's
take
so
another wrestler
wrong.
And put a mask on him. The original Sin Cara was there for a little bit. They let him go, and they stuck a mask on Camacho or whatever he was at the time.
I don't know. It might work in WWE, though. But
I don't know. There's just so much wrong.
Because he was
so
over as the Prince Puma and Lucha Underground, though.
Yeah.
He was a big commodity there.
Yeah. I just don't know what you do nowadays.
Speaking of that, though, like we were talking, you know, there's smaller wrestling. Or, you know, the wrestlers are smaller now for the most part. You know, you don't see the big steroided out guys anymore.
Yeah.
I think it has a lot to do with the way people train these days. It's a lot of that
CrossFit.
CrossFit, yeah.
Not the much as bulking up
no,
like they
used
really
to. It's not really the bulk up. It's more the CrossFit.
And I say there's not as much steroids, too.
Yeah, there's people are just smarter with steroids now.
Different types of steroids,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. And that's in the, I was thinking about that this last night, you know. You see a lot of more lucha wrestlers these days that are actually, you know, mainstream. And MLW, it seems like they have a different one each week.
They've all got a little lucha in them now.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember back in the 80s, you didn't see none of that.
No.
And then in the 90s is when it really started. You started getting your Flying Brines and, you know, a little bit of this. But now it's all of them.
Yep.
I mean, all of them. You'll see Seth Rollins do flips. I mean, they all have a little bit of lucha in them.
I'm just talking about
it's a mixture of everything.
I guess you're right, though. Everybody is kind of lucha.
Yeah.
Get that. You're in that hybrid zone now. It's not a muscle or, like, you know, even when WCW, they had the Cruiserweight division, which was awesome. But now everybody, like you were saying, it's a hybrid. You're in a hybrid state of mind as far as wrestling goes. I mean, everybody can do a little bit of everything. Even like some of the bigger guys, though, you'll see they can do stuff that
Brock's done moonsaults.
Yeah,
he's done moonsaults.
But they wouldn't never. You've seen him do it, like in OVW. I remember
look
seeing
at Jacob
like,
Fatu.
Yeah,
Jacob Fatu. Yeah, he's out here doing multiple moonsaults and matches.
They defy what you'd expect.
Yeah.
If you took one of these guys back and put them in the 80s, they would just destroy everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you just never. I mean,
they'd probably get booed off the.
People wouldn't know what to think.
Yeah.
If you took Jacob Fatu back to 83, he would be the king of the world in wrestling.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember, you know, King Kong Bundy's big move was throw you into the corner and run into you.
You know, that's kind of like, you know, if you think about any sports, though, from like 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. Look how athletes have, like...
Where does it go from here?
Yeah, I know. Can athletes...
In 2050, what do you do?
Yeah.
How do you up this?
What do athletes look like then? Just think about, you know, somebody like... Well, you look at all the athletes now, somebody like LeBron James. I mean, there wasn't nobody like that in the 80s.
God, I don't know.
Barely in the 90s. I mean, you had Michael Jordan, but he's not...
And he was just a one. It's one
yeah, just
Michael
one.
Jordan.
You had one. You got.
Just one.
I'm not saying there's people on LeBron James level, but you got 10 of him. You know.
You're right.
Even in football,
you're right.
Got bigger dudes.
It's like, yeah, we were, you know, going back to it. talking about the 80s and stuff, like, they sprinkled one in every now and then. Like, Vader used to do the splash, you know, off the second rope. And then you had Yokozuna did the sit. Have somebody 600 pounds sit on you from the second rope, I'd be scared to death to have that done to me. But yeah, he Jimmy was.
Well, he never took his hands off the rope. So
yeah, that's true. But like, you know, Vader done like the moonsault. But, you know, it was.
Yeah, but his knees would hit first. You see what I'm saying?
You know, you watch a lot of the 80s,
what's going on now is completely
It's totally
different.
It's in a different.
Is there any flips?
When you see a guy get on a top rope and jump and do two or three complete spins in the air and land on a guy, you just, I mean, how? That's all you can just howl.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, I mean, yeah, as far as the spins go, like, we were talking about Sammy Gravea, how he, you know, changed what he was doing in midair. How do you do that? And then this past week, you know, he done, was that 650 thing he does, but he lands on his feet. I'd break my ankles if I tried to do something like that. I'd snap at the knee. But how do you do stuff like that?
I don't know. Do not know. It's just unbelievable, really.
Well, I just realized we were 40 minutes into this show.
Already.
So we'll go ahead and thank our sponsor one more time, McGuire Insurance Agency. Give them a call at 606-886-0008. And I'm going to take this last 20 minutes to put us into the pillar to post discussion, all around the ring discussion here. And one thing I wanted to talk about, you know, because watching SmackDown kind of brought this idea to me, you know, this probably reverts back to you because you've seen a lot more of it than me and him have. But you take today's wrestling in these big arenas, big stadiums, and then you go back to the studio wrestling that you watch. What has a better feel to it?
I don't know. I mean, I like the stadium, I believe.
So you like the big arenas?
The big WrestleManias when you have them with the 80, 90,000.
Yeah.
It just has a bigger feel to it. It just,
yeah.
Everything seems to be more important. And on, like, I remember studio wrestling in the 80s, and there would just be two rows. You know, just two rows, looked like maybe 20 people there at the most. And you could hear everything, and you could hear them talking back and forth. But it didn't feel as grand, as big, a spectacle, you know.
What about you? What do you think about stadium wrestling compared to, like, maybe a smaller venue?
I guess I'm going to have to agree with Jason on this. I like seeing the big arena, like, for the big marquee events. But, I mean, me growing, when I was real big, you know, I was the Monday Night Wars, you know, WCW versus Raw. WCW is always kind of in a little smaller of an area. It looked like crowds were packed. They were really into it.
Yeah, it's different.
You know, that gives you that good, you know, like you're into
like
it the whole time.
AEW's crowds now.
Yeah, I mean, you're just kind of like everybody's into it. And as you see people knock on, which like we've talked about before, we were there. AEW had a few sections marked off, but that was for camera purposes. But everybody tries to act like they couldn't sell these tickets. Yeah, they're going to sell them if that section's open.
Yeah. They all do that.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just, but I like the, like he was saying, like Mania when there's like 90,000 people there. You know, it just, the crowd, noise. When like somebody, just imagine like the Royal Rumble, if it was in front of 90,000 when Edge's music hit, how loud it would have been.
Yeah.
You know, I like that feel. And it makes the wrestlers, I think, put on a better show when there's that many people there. They don't want to mess up, and they want to put on the best performance they possibly could at that time.
I think for me it goes, you know, both ways. Like, I do like the stadium wrestling, but I think I like arenas better. Like a little, like, you know, Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. Not small arenas, you know. I'm talking, you know, pretty decent-sized arenas.
20,000.
Yeah. But, like, because nothing like this is what it reminds me of, you know. WrestleMania, it's amazing. Like, the crowds are intense.
It's just something to behold, to look at.
Yeah, and then, but you go to the, like, the Monday night after WrestleMania, that's the best crowd you'll ever, like, get to witness.
I like the manias they have at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
The first one, 10, 20,
you can hear everything they're chanting. That's being said, you can hear. Mm-hmm. And, like, well, you can go back on YouTube and just watch some, like, clips from Monday nights after WrestleMania, and man, those crowds are just on, and they're such, you know, they're usually, they have it in the arena in like
close to the place where WrestleMania was. So it's all those people that were at WrestleMania. So you got a really diverse culture there. And it gets wild.
And people know that the Raw after Mania is big.
Yeah.
It's almost got its own Mania feel to it.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's kicking off your whole other year.
That's my favorite Raw
to watch.
That's
the kick off of the whole, the whole year is that Raw.
Yeah.
You're going to get your big debuts, everything. Yeah.
They take that when they do Mania, Monday after Mania. SummerSlam the same way now, too. They have, SummerSlam's been taking place pretty much in Brooklyn. They've had TakeOver, SummerSlam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Raw, SmackDown, which was when it was Monday, Tuesday. Now it's different.
Yeah.
But, like, next year I think it's in Toronto, or this year I guess it's in Toronto. I think that's where they're moving it to.
Yeah,
SummerSlam's in, Toronto, and then that's Monday is Raw the next night. Now, I don't know about – now we're – yeah.
Probably.
So, you're going to have that big pop feel. And there's been a lot of debuts come after SummerSlam. I know – actually, is that when Finn might have debuted? I think might have been on SummerSlam after – or the Monday or Tuesday after SummerSlam.
That's
but
where the big arena gets me, though. Or, like, the arena. Like, I enjoy it more than I do the stadium, I'd have to say, just because. Then you watch someone like, AEW. Like I said, you can hear everything. They're chanting. And like, when Jericho comes out, they're singing along to the song. That's just cool. And, we went to an AEW event, and it was, there was a nice crowd there. Smaller arena, but. Man, it was full.
It's good to be on, everybody on the same team feel.
Yeah.
To know there's so many thousand people there, and they're there for what you're there for, and you're all on the same team.
It's a
good feeling.
We've been to all of them, really, when you take it back. We've been to indie shows. We've been to house shows at the Expo. I watched, I think it was 2009, Backlash pay-per-view in Rupp Arena.
Yeah.
It was nice. We went to
– only thing we haven't been to probably is
a big one, like those big ones, when there's 90,000 people there. But like I said, if I ever go, I'm spending the money so I get some good seats.
We should try to get us tickets to Tampa this year.
We'll get them cheap now.
50% off last I saw.
Yeah.
You're saying you're probably getting real cheap now.
Yep. Promo code coronavirus.
Well, we still got some people watching here. I just want to see if anybody's got any questions for us, I know our Triple Threat Throwdown last week was supposed to be watching Dave and Anthony matches, and then I think I threw a match out there, but I can't remember what it was. No, you threw a match out there. You was talking about the TNA match.
America's Most Wanted versus not one America's Most Wanted. Trying to think who it was.
No, it was Smojo.
Smojo versus AJ Styles versus Christopher Daniels at a pay-per-view. I can't remember the pay-per-view off the top of my head. But we did share the David Anthony match on our page.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Did.
I guess if we're throwing out matches this week, am I the only one that actually looked up one this week?
I got one in mind.
I can throw one out there, sure.
I can always throw a match out there to watch.
Well, I guess I'm keeping my TNA streak going. It's going to be Team 3D versus Beer Money at Slammiversary 2009 for the tag belts. It's about a 22-23-minute long match. They had a good feud, went on for about a half a year over there. And I watched a little bit of them today. It's a good match. I watched almost all of it today, but I'd seen it before. But it's a good high-quality match to watch. I love the beer cruiser thing that James Storm used to ride down the cooler on wheels. I'm a big Beer Money guy, so. But that's my match this week that I'm going to throw out there for everybody.
What you got for me? Still thinking.
Go ahead. You can go.
I think I'm going to throw I'm going to throw Okada versus Omega out there.
The third one?
We'll do
best two out of three?
Yeah, we'll do the best two out of three
match. That's the best one, bro.
You got to go with that one.
I don't even know, man.
All-time favorite
match. Just go back and watch when Randy Savage gets bit by the snake. When Jake lets Randy just watch a promo.
Yeah.
That's such a good promo.
Oh, man,
just,
that was great.
Since we was talking about Jake, I like that.
Well, yeah,
you can YouTube, check it out.
I'll tell you another thing to watch, if you get a chance to. Go on there and watch Joe Rogan's podcast with Jake the Snake.
Oh, it's good.
That was great. Yeah. That was great. Yeah. Great listener right there. Jake's hilarious. Cody asked us what our all-time favorite match, what would it be, and who was in it?
All-time favorite?
Yeah. That's tough, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I watched thousands of matches.
Yeah.
So many good matches. I don't know.
We'll get back to you next week on that one.
Well, this is bad, but a lot of, like, the best matches I ever watched are
New Japan.
Yep, New Japan
New
matches.
New Japan matches, I mean.
That's the best matches you can watch, so.
Some of your old.
If you want anything that, like, I recommend watching, it would be any kind of New Japan match, especially, you know, your Okadas when Omega was over there, Finn Balor when he was over there, AJ Styles. You can even go back to, you know, Nakamura had matches over there.
Yeah, those are some underrated Nakamura versus Brock matches over there.
Yeah,
they're.
Yeah,
there's a lot of Brock matches that people.
You wouldn't even recognize Nakamura either.
He was like a little heavier. Hair,
some of the Brock versus players. Kurt Angle matches.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And just there's, I mean, Brock's the real deal.
Oh, him and Nakamura over there, they put on
a lot of people knock on Brock, you know, part time guy, but he paid his dues. I mean, you should see some of his matches. There's some of his stuff's amazing. I mean, it really is. His earlier stuff.
Daniel Bryan even had some great matches over in New Japan. So, where I don't know if necessarily it was over in New Japan, but it was like I think when he was with Ring of Honor, they done. You know.
Yeah, I'm sure he's been over there.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just know he's had. There's some
all,
matches. With
all of them some of worth a dime's been over there.
Hiroshi might have been. He might have been wrestling Hiroshi. I don't know. There's so many. Well, AJ and. I guess Kenta, is that his name?
Oh, yeah.
They wrestled in TNA one time. So, or no, maybe it was. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Kenta.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was in TNA. It was
in TNA. Yeah. I know that for a fact.
They used to do a lot of crossover. New Japan TNA did there for a while. Their guys went. And I think that's what kind of sent AJ over there when he left TNA. He finally went over there and stayed over there, joined the Bullet Club.
That really, like, I think that ampled his. Like, he was big in TNA.
No, I increased his stock
tenfold.
When
he went to New Japan and ended up being like what he was, he went.
Perfect timing.
I never
over.
Was a TNA fan. That's just me.
Cody
but
S.
I knew who AJ was, and then when he went to Japan, to me, that's when he became a superstar.
By far.
That's just me.
Yeah, that's when he became a superstar. Especially because of the way he went over there, he took over the Bullet Club instantly. Mm-hmm. And that was like that superstar.
Yeah, it showed what he really was, you know.
Cody asked us what happened to the hardcore matches. Well, you're not going to see, like, WWE, they don't like blood anymore, so.
Not yet.
Not yet.
They will.
So, you're not really going to see a great hardcore match there, but now AEW, they're bringing some hardcore back into the matches for sure.
Oh, yeah.
They've had some doozies.
Damn.
Or Omega and John Moxley, decent hardcore match. And then there's some more.
Steel cage match between Wardlow and Cody, you know, it had, like Jason always says, if you're going to have a steel cage match, there has to be blood. And there wasn't 2 minutes in the match, and Cody was bleeding.
Lucha Underground, they had some violent. Pentagon Jr. and Vampiro, they had a hardcore match on at Lucha Underground. And I thought for sure Pentagon Jr. like lost every blood he had in his body. He was bleeding so bad. I've never seen somebody bleed like that.
Hmm.
It was insane. If you ain't ever watched it, look at it. It's intense. But Vampiro couldn't even get around the ring. It was a bad match. It wasn't very good, but a lot of hardcore stuff in it.
I like a hardcore match as long as it's not too hardcore. As long as it's not too extreme. Like, you know, I don't like the Japan death matches and stuff. That's just too much. It's just too violent.
Yeah, or like the backyard.
That's not it.
Moxley used to do.
Yeah, that shouldn't even. People shouldn't even waste time watching such a thing. I mean, I don't think so. That backyard stuff.
I don't know.
It's just people waiting to get hurt. Untrained people wanting to get hurt.
I could agree with that for sure. It's definitely not safe.
No.
It's not wrestling. It's definitely not wrestling.
Nope.
I don't know what you call it, but it's not wrestling.
Yeah.
It's more of just, a bunch
gives
of people.
It gives it a bad name. It's a bad stigma.
Yeah.
It's a bad stigma for such a good sport.
Well, it's like that thing we seen.
The Walmart thing.
Well, that's back stigma, too.
Yeah. It's just bad business.
Funny, though. I do enjoy them. But anyways, that wrestling over in West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. They ain't doing a nail gun to my tongue or anything like that in a match. That's just
brutal.
That's not for me. I don't enjoy that.
What's the one they had the guy had the... He was like, had the...
Is that where you just bring whatever you want and they use it?
Yeah. Yeah, that stuff.
Yeah. I forget what it was called. Or who was it? Oh, it was Mikey, of course. He's the one that showed us it.
Yeah. But somebody's going to show up with a corona-infected rag over there and wipe them out.
It's the best weapon ever, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
hit them with a sickly rag and be the end of that show.
that's you know, you're right, Cody. You said Raw will be weird with Stone Cold with no fans. I guess he's...
Well, yeah, that is true. He's supposed to be on there tomorrow, but yeah, he's not. I mean, there are no fans. They announced it. It's at the Performance Center.
Man, it's weird stuff.
And he used a fan. I mean, a lot of Stone Cold stuff was fan based.
Yeah.
You know, the Watt, all of that. He had to have the fans to bounce off from. It could be weird. I mean, I don't know. You just don't know.
I thought the funny thing, I did see, I guess over season where one of the broadcasts messed up. They kept the women's match going on during the commercial, and all the women stopped wrestling. They were just sitting in the ring chilling.
Yeah, talking to each other.
Yeah.
And that was on TV?
On accident.
By accident. But it was
not here. It was over.
It was overseas. It wasn't here. It was, but I did see the clip.
Somebody posted a video.
Strange world we live in.
Yeah.
But they were all just like sitting there chilling on the ropes and stuff, talking. And all of a sudden, one of them was actually like paying attention, for the cue. As soon as the cue came back on, they just got back in spot.
Oh, I got to check that out.
Really exposed the business there.
Yeah, people's going, oh, no, now they know it's fake.
We went to a live show, though. They went to commercial breaks when we were at AEW, but they still wrestled during the break. I mean, it wasn't
I guess the reason they didn't do it.
I guess because there was no fans there.
There's no audience. Yeah. There's nobody to pretend to.
Yeah,
they had a Coke and a bag of chips and then got back to it.
It wouldn't make no sense if they just were on commercial. It don't matter. Keep going. It's for the title. You know, it wouldn't make no sense.
So it does make sense why they stop, but...
Well, yeah, I say the wrestlers like that. Gives them a break.
Well, yeah, they could just chill and have a little fun.
Oh, they could do all, you know, when they come back from commercial, you won't believe what happened.
I think
we were on break.
It, didn't we? I don't know.
I think we did. I'm pretty sure it's on our page.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just going to be a weird couple of weeks, guys. Like I said, it could get to a point where they... Shut down wrestling for a month and
that's what I'm going to
do. Old school shows. That's what we talked about. It. We can do some old school shows, you know.
I don't know. I mean, hey, they might just quarantine us and there won't be no show.
That's another thing.
We just don't know.
We can always come on here and talk about
wrestling.
No show,
Corona.
We can do a three-way live call and do our show.
Yeah. From the house.
Show must go on.
Hey, everything's on the fly nowadays.
I think
you
Kevin can make it happen.
No,
I don't know.
He's got enough cameras and stuff around.
You
here.
Just don't know. I'm telling you, boy, you don't know.
We'll just get on our phones and do a three-way call. And I've seen those guys do it on the other podcasts.
Well, I did forget to mention something at the beginning of the show, and I'm going to mention it now. Is next weekend's BCW event. Did get canceled.
The
rec center got shut down down in Paintsville due to the corona. I mean, they shut it down because of the coronavirus. So
it's getting bad.
Like I said, we don't know. We don't know if we might be quarantined in our house next week. We don't know.
I just don't know. There's a lot of I don't knows right now.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. Here's what I was going to say.
We might be delivering food here soon.
Nobody even knew what was going on at first. And then everything started getting shut down, and everybody's got that feeling like, you know, they know something we don't know. Like somebody knows more than we know, and it's just...
That's what we talk about.
You just don't know.
You just don't shut sports down.
I don't
want to...
Yeah,
right, Kevin? You agree?
I don't want to get I don't want to get on conspiracy stuff, because you just don't know.
You don't shut Disneyland down for just for...
I mean, they need to come out and tell us, is Mickey Mouse sick or not?
Yeah.
Has he been tested? Is he corona?
It's where it all
they got Goofy. They got Tom Hanks. I mean, they got Forrest.
They got Forrest.
You
just don't know now.
Not about Forrest.
You just talked about how bad Forrest Gump was.
They got him.
We're going to have to end this.
The Corona. About Forrest Gump. The Corona got
it's
him.
It's not that good of a movie. I'm just going to tell what? You. What? Forrest Gump.
Kevin's on my side.
No, it's not a great movie.
It's a great movie. I didn't like it. It's I mean, I liked it, but it's not one. Like, I'd just go back and watch over and over.
Jenny like, keeps showing up.
I watched it one time, and that was enough.
Yeah. Forrest keeps stalking that Jenny girl and won't leave her alone.
Yeah.
Just come on.
And then she gets sick and uses him.
Then he gets, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Not then he's got about. Little Forrest he's got to take care of. Yeah. And he's got the shrimping business.
He can barely take care of himself.
I mean, he's done a lot. Forrest done a lot.
That's true, Teddy. His favorite movie is Waterworld.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite movie, but I do enjoy that movie.
What is it?
Waterworld.
Is that Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Kevin Costner.
I'll see right here.
That's Kevin Costner's all right. That's like Dancing with
Wasted
Wolves.
Money.
Dancing with Wolves.
Yeah, he's all right.
Waterworld's a good movie, guys. I don't care what you say.
I agree with Teddy. Your opinion's invalid.
Ooh.
Teddy.
Well, is Teddy on a Forrest Gump?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he loves Forrest Gump.
I mean, it's not an awful movie.
I didn't
I'm not
going to
say it's an awful movie. I'm just saying it's not, you know.
One of my favorite movies, probably my favorite movie, is Big Lebowski. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to disagree with that. That's a good movie.
It's my favorite
movie. It's a
movie.
Good movie. It's, you know, the I dude like, was cool. I
like the dude, yep. Yeah. Well, we've been doing this for an hour now, hour and a minute, actually. And, we've talked a lot about the coronavirus, a little bit about wrestling.
Hey, it's just what the world is today.
Yeah, I guess it's just what we're here to talk about now. I'm going to go ahead and thank our sponsor, McGuire Insurance Agency, one more time. Give them a call at 606-886-0008. I'm going to give it over to Jason and let him talk a little bit about other sponsors, whatever he wants to say.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank our other two sponsors, High Tech Signs and Graphics and Pig and a Poke. You know, they do a lot for us. I mean, we're employed through Pig and a Poke, and High Tech provides us with all of our shirts that are for sale. If anybody would like to buy one, just contact us. I also like to thank producer Kevin once again. You know, without him, this show don't go on. But other than that, if you like what you see, you can follow us on Facebook. At our Facebook page is at Strong Booking. Twitter is at Booking Strong. We're on YouTube and Spotify and iTunes, I believe, as well.
We're on Instagram as well.
But other than that, I'd just like to thank everybody for tuning in this week, and I'm going to turn it back over to Dougie.
I just want to make one more point. Teddy has my whole name highlighted on here. Every time he sends me a message, like, it has my name in it, it's always in capital letters, like, on his phone. So I think, like, he might just, like, be saying Dougie. As normal, but it seems like it's coming off as like an urgent message.
Right.
And he's like, I just have my phone, does it, man? So I just keep it going. I'm like, well, you're going to, one of these days he's going to do it. And I'm be like, it's nothing. And he's going to seriously need me. So let me get that switched.
I just want to say that don't forget to go back and watch our old episodes of Strong Booking during the quarantine.
Yeah.
Give you something to do during this time.
That's at least a good, well, we're at, 11 episodes now?
Yeah.
So that's 11 hours of content you can watch?
Yeah. Don't be scared, but this is a time to panic.
Yeah, don't be scared, but, I mean, yeah. It's a time to panic, I guess. That was.
You went too far there.
I know, you did. You've been booked. I'm done. Don't be scared.
You've been listening to the Strong Booking Podcast. Your hosts are Jason Hughes, Dustin Dougie Campbell, and Jason Papaw White. Your producer is Kevin Horn. This has been a production of Hat Media Services.